Earth objects seen from space. Sometimes, when we look at other planets, we see mysterious things which either are hard to explain or can't be explained at all. Some of the pictures taken by NASA of Mars illustrate this point. Alien planets are not the only places we see strange things on, we see them right here on our very own planet too. A satellite image taken above Russia took a photo which turned out to have swirls around everywhere. The swirls are puzzling scientists right now. The area looks like another world. The photo was taken near the Markha River in Arctic Siberia. When the Earth is viewed from space, there is a blue haze over it. The haze is the part of the four layers of atmosphere that allows us to breathe. Some think it is only the sky, but it is more than that. Without it, life would not exist here. If an alien was looking down on our planet from space and decided to aim his telescope or whatever instrument he uses to observe us at Dubai, he would see an incredible sight. There he would see three artificial islands in a design pattern made to look like palm trees. The names of the islands are Palm Jumeirah, Deira and Palm Jebel Ali. There is an area in Spain known as Almería. Just south of that city is the world's biggest collection of greenhouses. They cover about 100 square miles, and when viewed from space it looks like the whole area is covered in glass. It has been said they are bad for the environment, but I don't know if this is true or not. A strange object which can be seen on the Earth from space is in an area near Area 51. Perhaps this is fitting because the object is in the desert but resembles a crop circle in design. It is composed of an outer circle with a six-pointed star inside it. Inside the star is another circle with a rectangular box in that. The box has some sort of mark at the center, and these boxes also appear in every point of the star. An orbital view of the Earth over China has picked up a strange sight. It is a large rectangle with all sorts of lines going in every direction. Anyone who has seen this has to wonder what the heck is going on. The rectangle is 3,000 feet wide, and some think it might have been created as some sort of a target. Others believe this grid was built for the Chinese to calibrate their satellites. A building in Okinawa, Japan has attracted some attention when seen from space. I can see why, since there is a strange symbol on its roof. Even more interesting, the symbol seems to resemble the Batman signal. Why would this symbol be on the roof of a building? If it isn't the Batman symbol, what is it? One of the most interesting things which can be seen from space is the Badlands Guardian. It is located in Walsh, Alberta, Canada. It looks like a native with a headdress which would be worn by a chief. It only looks like a face when you are above it. It has been the subject of many investigations, but the consensus of opinion is, it is just a fluke of nature. Nazca, Peru has many giant shapes carved on the desert floor. These giant ancient carvings were purposely created to be viewed from the air and can be seen from space. The ancients who created the drawings got their wish in that their gods who were above could see their creations, believed created to honor them. There is a circular feature with building all around the edge. They border water. In the center is an artificial island with a small inlet to let the water in. The island is about 15 square miles. This strange site is in Doha, Qatar. Google Earth has picked up more than its share of strange objects it has photographed from space. You just never know what you might see. One thing which interested me was a couple of trees growing out of a shipwreck which was in the water. While some may not agree with me, I think this is just plain weird. There are areas of the planet which are covered by the ocean and other bodies of water which contain the wrecks of not only ships, but also airplanes. It is creepy to see the ghostly remains of a plane which is under the water. There are quite a few of them around the world which can be seen by satellites. Sometimes Google Earth can be used to solve a mystery. One day, a resident of Moon Bay, which I believe is in Maryland, but there are several places with that name, was looking at photos on Google Earth when the resident found something strange in the photo. First, let me explain the layout of Moon Bay. There is a deep and large pond on the property. It seems to be rectangular. What was seen was a submerged car near the edge of the pond. It turned out it contained the missing body the police had been looking for. It was really hard to see the car, and took a really alert person. Here is something found on Google Earth that has many people excited. The photo is of an object on the ground in Romania which looks for all the world like a UFO. A UFO investigator believe the object is really an alien vehicle. I would have to know a lot more about it before jumping to any conclusions. One of the more interesting things found on Google Earth is a photo of the Earth which shows a line in the sky which is 13,000 miles long. Could it have been created by some super aircraft flying across the world at incredible speed? I believe it would have to be going very fast for the line to still be there from start to finish. Lines in the sky don't last very long. There is this long trail in the snow at Antarctica. It culminates in a long cylinder of snow. It looks like some cylindrical devices under the mound because of its shape, but something without wings. It has all the earmarks of something falling from the sky, skidding along the snow and gathering snow as it slides until it comes to a complete stop. One could say there are plenty of mysteries on our own planet we could explore.